Emirat Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to start 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Shochach, if somebody forgot to make a bracha, v'hichnis oichlin etoich pi, if he put food into his mouth, b'loi bracha, without making a bracha, mesalkon letzad echod, he moves the food, he shifts it to the side of his mouth, umavorich, and he makes a bracha. Says the Gemara, Tanya Chodo, in one brisa it says, boil on, that in such a type of scenario, he should swallow what he has in his mouth without making a bracha. V'tani idoch, in a different brisa it says, poilton, spit it out. V'tani idoch, in yet a third brisa it says, mesalkon, move it to the side and make a bracha with that food item still in your mouth. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, they're not a contradiction. Chodo Tanya, boil on, the brisa that says you should swallow what you have in your mouth, but mashkin is talking about liquids. You have a drink in your mouth, then you can't spit it out. Spitting out will just ruin it, and you couldn't take it back in after you spit it out. You cannot make a bracha with water or with liquids in your mouth. You have no choice. You swallow it. V'hod etanya poilton, the brisa that says that you spit it out, but midi deloy mamis, it's talking about something that will not become repulsed by spitting it out. You'll take it out, you make the bracha, and you'll put it back into your mouth and eat it. This that it says that you should put the food in your mouth, on the side of your mouth, and make a bracha with it in your mouth. It's talking about something that once you take it out of your mouth, it will be repulsive, you will not want to put it back into your mouth. Asks the Gemara, b'midi d'loy mamis, even something that's not going to become repulsed, why can't you leave it in your mouth and put it onto the side of your mouth? Why do we want you and encourage you to take it out of your mouth whilst making a bracha? Says the Gemara, Tirgum of Yitzchok, Kaskaso, Kamedur of Yosi Bar Ovin, Mishmedur of Yechanon. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Mishum Shenemer. It says in the Pasuk, Yimali pi tehilosecho, I will fill my mouth with your praises, which means when you praise Hashem, your whole mouth should be available for the praise. There should not be any food items in it. And therefore, one should try, the most preferred way of making a bracha is if there's nothing in your mouth. If taking the food out of your mouth is going to make it repulsive, and you're not going to put it back into your mouth, then the Chachomim did not require you to spit it out. You can just leave it on the side of your mouth and make a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei mirav chizda. They asked Rav Chizda the following question: Mi she'ochal, if somebody ate bread, or v'shasoi drank wine, v'loy birich, and he did not make a bracha, mahu she'yachzor v'yavorich, should he make a bracha now whilst he's in the middle of eating and drinking, or should he continue without making a bracha? Omar lohu. So Rav Chizda answered back to those who asked him, Mi she'ochal shum v'reichoi noidif, yachzor v'yoichal shum acher kedei she'reichoi noidif. If somebody ate garlic and now his breath smells, should he eat another garlic so his breath should smell even more? It's bad enough that you started eating without a brocha. You should continue eating without a brocha. Of course, you make a brocha where you are in the middle. Omer Ravina. Ravina said, Hilkoch afilu gomar su'dosoi, yachzor v'yavorich. Now that we know that even once you've started eating, once you're in the middle of eating, you can make a bracha, at least for what you're going to continue eating, so too from there we can understand that even if you've completely finished eating, you should also still make the bracha. D'tanya, we saw in the brisa, Toval, if somebody went into the mikveh, to Toival, v'olo, and he came up from the mikveh, Oimer ba'aliyose, when he comes out of the mikveh, he should say the following bracha. Boruch asher kitchonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu al ha'tvila. After the tvila, he makes a bracha. Exactly which tvila we're talking about is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi says it's talking about the typical tvila of a Baal Keri, that in the time of the original takona of Keri, from the time of Ezra until the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera, this is something we've discussed on early on in the Masechta, then they were not allowed to make brachas or learn Torah whilst in that state, in that Tomei state. So they went down into the mikveh. You can't make the bracha beforehand because he's still Tomei. But since you're not allowed to learn Torah and make brachas in a Tomei state, it's almost as if there's a chiyuv to go in Tovel, and therefore you make a bracha. You can't make the bracha before, you make it afterwards. So too here, you ate, you had a piece of bread, you forgot to make hamoitzi, you finished eating the bread, make hamoitzi now. Says the Gemara of Elohi, you cannot compare the two. Hossam over there, in the case of the Tvila, Mikora Gavra Loichozi. Lekatchila, the person could not make the bracha because he was Tomei. And therefore, he makes the bracha. The time to make the bracha is when he comes up from the mikvah. Hocha, here, in the case of eating, Mikora Gavra Chozi. At the beginning, before he ate, he was perfectly capable of making a bracha. That's when he should have made the bracha. V'hoil v'itchi itchi. You missed your opportunity to make the bracha. You do not get another opportunity to make that same bracha after you eat. Continues the Gemara. Asparagus. Asparagus is a type of drink that they used to drink in the morning. And they used to use it. It's a healthy type of drink. And the Gemara is going to discuss this asparagus now at length. Says the Gemara, Yofe lelev. It's good, it's healthy, it's beneficial for the heart. V'toiv le'inayim, it's good for the eyes. V'kol shkein l'bnei ma'ayim. And even more so, we assume and understand that it's good for the intestines. V'harogel boy, and somebody who drinks this every day, or somebody who's used to drinking this, yofe l'kol gufoy. It's good, it's beneficial for his whole body. V'ameshtakir himenu, but somebody who becomes intoxicated or drunk from this asparagus, kosher l'chol gufoy, it's harmful and detrimental to his whole body. Says the Gemara, midik toni yofel lelev, since we saw in this Tanu Rabbanon and this Braisa that drinking asparagus is good for the heart, michlal, then we assume that we're talking about a type of asparagus, debechamra oskinon. Because asparagus was made, it was an alcoholic drink that was either made of wine or it was made from beer. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that it's only the asparagus that's made from wine which is good for the heart. Says the Gemara, Midiktoni yofa lelev michlal de bechamra skinon. We see that this is talking about asparagus that is made from wine. Uktoni, and we learned, v'kolchken nebnei me'ayim, that asparagus that's seemingly made from wine is good for the intestines. V'hotanya, and this seems to contradict another braisa. What does it say in the braisa? Lelev ayin tchol. Yofe, asparagus is good for the heart, for the eyes, and for the spleen. Leroish me'ayim and tachtoinyos kosher. But asparagus is not good for the head, for the intestines, and for tachtoinyos, which the Mefarshim discuss exactly what type of, what this is, what part of the body, what illness this is. So you see from here that asparagus is not good for the me'ayim. Says the Gemara, ki tanya hahuyi b'mayushon. When do we say that asparagus is good for the heart, is good and for the intestines? B'mayushon, that's talking about aged asparagus. Kedetnan, like we saw in the Mishnah, koinem yain shani toyim. If somebody says that he's making a shvur that he's not going to have any benefit from wine, and he explains himself, shehayayin kosher lebnei me'ayim, because wine is not good for the intestines. Omru loy, they said to him, v'haloy meyushon yofu lebnei me'ayim. Wine which is aged is good for the intestines. V'shosak, and this person who made this koinem, he kept quiet. Then the text we have is osur b'chodosh umutar b'meyushon. Since lekatchila, when he first said that he's not going to have any benefit from the wine, he meant the wine which is bad for the intestines. Since they told him that aged wine is good for the intestines, he clearly didn't mean to prohibit himself from drinking aged wine. So it's clear that wine, the aged wine, is mutter. The question is, the not aged wine, the regular wine, is that also mutter? Or do we say, no, you made a koinem, you're not going to drink wine, so the regular wine, which is not aged, is bad for the bnei me'ayim, so there's no reason it should be mutter. But that's a very big discussion here in the Achreinim, whether, since half of the shvur becomes nullified regarding the aged wine, do we say that everything he said is nullified and he can have even regular wine? Or do we say, no, only the part of his shvur that's regarding the aged wine becomes bottle, but the part of the shvur, which is the regular wine, that stays intact. He's not allowed to drink that wine. That's a big discussion in the Achrenim and depends on the sugyas that we're going to learn in Miritz Hashem in Maseches Nedorim. Either way, depending on how you understand as to whether you have these two words, Osa Brachodosh, in the Gemara or not, Vilna Gaon deletes them. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Shisho Dvorim Nemar B'Ispargus. Six things were said regarding this asparagus drink. Number one, Ein Shoisin Oisoi Elo Kushuhu Chai. You only drink it when it's undiluted. Number two, Umole. You drink it from a cup which the cup is completely full. Some suggest that the amount of asparagus you need to be beneficial is the amount that would fill a cup. Number three, Mekabloi B'yamin. You receive it from whoever's giving it to you in your right hand. V'sheiseyu B'smoil. But when you drink it, you hold it in your left hand. Number four, V'ein Masichin Acharov. Don't speak immediately after you've drunk the asparagus. Number five, V'ein Mafsikin Boy. You do not interrupt in the middle whilst you're drinking the asparagus. Don't stop. Number six, V'ein Machzirin Oisoi Elo L'mishen Osnuloi. You return the cup after you've drunk the asparagus. You give it back to the very same person who gave it to you and not to anyone else. And the Braisa carries on, V'rok Acharov. Then the saliva that comes into his mouth after drinking the asparagus, he should spit it out. And also, the food you're going to eat immediately after drinking the asparagus should be from the same kind, the same ingredients as the main ingredients of the asparagus. So if it's wine, then it would be from, one would eat grapes. And if it's made of beer, then it would be either from dates or figs. And then, if it's made of dates, then he would eat dates. It's made of figs, he would eat figs. Asks the Gemara, V'otanya, we learnt in another braisa, Ein soim chinoisoi elo bepas, that the food you eat immediately after drinking asparagus should be bread, and bread is not the same kind as any type of asparagus. Says the Gemara, Loi kasha. We can explain the two braisas. Ha b'dechamra. Asparagus that's made from wine, one should eat immediately afterwards bread. But the asparagus that's made from beer, there one should specially make sure to eat only something which is the same kind. As we said, it's going to be either figs or dates. Continues the Gemara. Toni Choda, in one braisa we learnt, Lelev Ayin Tchoil, for the heart, the eyes, and the spleen, Yofa, the asparagus is good. Leroish Me'ayim Tachtoinios, for the head, for the intestines, and the Tachtoinios, kosher, it's not good. V'tani Idoch, in Braisa number 2, we learnt, Leroish Me'ayim Tachtoinios, Yofa, the asparagus is good. Lelev Ayin Tchoil, kosher, it's not good. Exactly the opposite. Says the Gemara Loi Kasha. We can answer it. Ha, the first braisa that says that it's good for the lev ayin tchoil, but the chamra is talking about asparagus that's made of wine. Ha, the second braisa that says that it's good for the roish me'ayim and tachtoinyos, but the shichra is talking about the asparagus which is made from beer. Continues the Gemara. Toni choda, in one braisa we learned rok acharov loike. If you spit out the saliva that comes up after drinking asparagus, you'll be harmed from it. V'tani idach, in another braisa it says, Loi rok acharov. If you do not spit out the saliva, loike, you'll get harmed. Loi kasha, here too, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'dechamra. The first braisa that says that you should not spit out is talking about asparagus that's made from wine. And the second braisa that says that you should spit it out is talking about after drinking asparagus that's made of beer. Omer Vashi, Hashta de Omrus, now that you said that loy rok acharov loika, that in the case of beer asparagus, if you do not spit afterwards the saliva, then it will harm you. Therefore, the meim of his saliva is nizrokin afilu b'fnei amelech, even if you're standing in front of a king. After you've drunk asparagus and saliva comes into your mouth, since it's harmful not to spit it out, you can spit it out even in front of a king, even though it would seem to be disrespectful. But in order to save oneself from being harmed, one is allowed to spit it out. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And we know about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha from the Zayin Omed Aleph. He was the one that knew how to use divine names in order to transcend the mortal and physical being and appreciate some more of an esoteric type of experience. And on Dav Zayin was one, and here he was going to have another one. Shloisha Dvorim Sochli Sriel Sarapnim. This is the name of a malach who was very close to Hashem. He could stand before Hashem. And this malach told Rabbi Shmuel three things. Number one, Al Titoil Chalukcha Shacharis, do not take your coat, your shirt, Miyad Hashamash, from the person serving you, Vatilbash, and then wear it. You should take it yourself from wherever you put your chaluk, your cloak, when you went to sleep. You should take it yourself. Number two, Ve'al titoil yodecho mimishe leinot al yodov. Don't allow somebody who has not yet washed netilas yodaim to wash your hands netilas yodaim. Number three, Ve'al tachzir kois asparagus elo lemishe nosnu lecho. Do not give a cup that had asparagus in back to anybody besides the person that originally gave it to you. Why? Mipnei shetachsefis, which is a group of shadim. V'omrilon, others say, istalganis shel malachei chabola, a group of dangerous malachim, mitzapin loy, they wait la'odom for a person. V'omrim, and they say, emosai yovoy odom li de'echod min advarim alolu, when will a person transgress or do one of the things that he shouldn't be doing of these three that we just mentioned, v'yilkad, and then we'll be able to catch him, we'll be able to harm him. Continues the Gemara. Omar Bishua ben Levi. Shloisha Dvorim Sochli Malach Hamoves. If you look in the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, you'll learn about a fascinating encounter that Rabbi Shua ben Levi had with the Malach Hamoves himself. But during that encounter, the Malach Hamoves told him three things. Number one, Al Titoil Chaluk Choshacharis Miyad Hashamash V'Tilbash. Like we saw before, do not take your coat, your shirt, your cloak from somebody serving you in the morning, in order to wear it, you should take it yourself. Number two, Val titoil yodecho mimisha leinot al yodov, don't let somebody who has not yet washed netilas yodaim wash you netilas yodaim. Number three, Val tamoid lifnei anoshim b'shor shechuzrois min ames, don't stand in front of the women when they are coming back from a funeral. Mipnei she'ani, I the malach hamoves merakeid, I'm dancing there, Ubo lifneim, and I come in front of these women, v'charbi biyodi, and my sword is in my hand, v'yeshli rishus lechabil, and I have permission to harm those in my way. Asks the Gemara, v'ipoga, if you do encounter women who are coming back from a funeral, maitekante, what's his remedy? What should he do? He doesn't want to be harmed or hurt by the Malach Hamoves. Says the Gemara, lintreif miduchtei arba amos, jump away to the side four amos. The Gemara continues, Iikanara, if there's a river, a canal, or some water that you can jump over, liavre, go to the other side of it, that the nohor, the lake, should be between you and those women. Viikadar kachrin, if there's another road to take, lezelbo, go on that other road. Viikaguda, if there's a wall there, leiku achira, stand behind the wall. Viiloi, if none of these options are available, lihadir ape, he should turn away his face from those women. V'leiman, he should say as follows. The posuk, Vayoymer Hashem el Asotan. Hashem said to the Sotan, and we know from the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin that the Sotan and the Malach Hamoves are one and the same. Yigar Hashem b'cho Hasotan, that Hashem should denounce you, the Sotan, and you should keep saying this posuk, Adachol Fimine, until the women have all passed him. Continues the Gemara. Omer Abzeira, Omer Bavo, V'omri lo b'masnitaton, some say it was Abzeira, others say it was a Braisa. Asoro Dvorim Nemru b'kois shel brocha. There are 10 details to take into account when making a brocha over a kois. whether it's Berachas HaMozin or Kiddush or Avdolah. We're going to go through the 10. We're first going to just read the list. Afterwards, the Gemara itself will go through them one by one and explain them. Number 1, Ta'on HaDocha. The kois, the cup, needs to be washed. Number 2, Ushtifa. It needs to be rinsed. Number 3, Chai. The wine should be undiluted. Number 4, Umole. The cup should be full. Number 5, Itur. It should be crowned. Number 6, Ituf. One should be covered. Number 7, Noitloi Bishtei Yodov. He should lift the kois with both his hands. Number 8, Venoisnoi Biyomin. He should put the cup from his two hands into his right hand. Number 9, Umagbihoi Minakarka Tefach. He should raise his hand with the cup away from the ground or the table, depending on whether he's sitting on the ground or on the table, tefach, the height of a tefach. Number 10, v'noisen ein of boy. He should gaze into the cup when he's making the kois shel brocha. V'yesh oimrim, others add a number 11, af mashagroi b'matonu l'anshei beisoi. He should send some of the cup of the wine after he's made the brocha, he should send it as a gift to the people of his home, referring to his wife. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Onu ein lonu elo arbo bilvad. We only know about four things with the kois: hadocha, washing; shtifo, rinsing; chai, undiluted; umole, and full. Now the Gemara is going to discuss it. Hadocha, washing a cup, mibifnim, it means washing out that the inside of the cup should be clean. Shtifa, what does rinsing mean? Where do you rinse a cup? Mibechutz. Make sure the outside of the cup has also been rinsed. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol hamavorech al kois mole. Anyone who makes a bracha on a kois which is completely full, noisnim loy nachlo b'li matzorim, we give him an inheritance which is without any boundaries. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, umolei birchas Hashem. When you have a full bracha to Hashem, when you fill the cup in order to give Hashem a bracha, then yom v'dorim, to the west and to the south, Yerosha, you will inherit. And the fact that his inheritance is not limited to a place, it's just south and west, which are directions. Directions are limitless, and therefore his reward is going to be limitless. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Oimer, Zoicha, he merits v'noichel and inherits shnei olamim, two worlds, ha'olam hazeh v'olam haba, also olam haba and also olam hazeh. And Tosus explains that it could have said yom v'doroim reish, because the word reish means to inherit. Why is there a yud at the beginning and a hey at the end? And Tosus brings the Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Tesam at base that Olam Haba was created with a yud and Olam Hazeh was created with a hey, to hint to us that such a person who's mole birchas Hashem yom v'dorim yerasha, the yerasha is telling us that such a person will get also Olam Hazeh, also Olam Haba. That's as far as kois mole is concerned, making a kois shel bracha with a full cup. Itur, being crowned. How do you crown a cup? Rabbi Yehuda ma'atreu b'talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda, when he made a kois shel bracha, then when he said berachas hamazon, bezimun, or whenever he made a kois shel bracha, he would surround himself like a crown surrounds a person's head. He surrounded himself with his talmidim. Rav Chisda ma'atrei b'notli. Rav Chisda would surround the cup that he's using for the kois shel bracha with other cups with wine in. And here there's again a big discussion about the gerusois here. The Vilna Gaon reads it as follows. B'chai, the fact that the wine should be undiluted, Omer of Sheshes, u'b'birchas ha'oretz, it's only until he makes the second brocha of Birchas HaMozin, where we're giving a shvach, we're praising Eretz Yisrael that can produce such strong wines. But after that, obviously you have to add water, because to make a hagofen with a kois shel bracha, it has to be diluted wine, as we've seen previously. Continues the Gemara, ituf, what does it mean covering? How do you cover a kois shel bracha? Rav Papa ma'atef v'yosef. Rav Papa would wrap himself whilst using and making a kois shel bracha. Rav Asi poros sudra al reishe. Rav Asi would spread his scarf over his head. And this is part of Yiras Shemayim, it's the part of the fear of Hashem. When you make a bracha, it should be done with all its seriousness. And that is the way they expressed this Yiras Shemayim. Continues the Gemara, Noitli b'shtei yodov, this that we said that you should take the kais shel bracha with two hands, Omer of Chinna bar Papa, Maikra, what's the source of this? Where do we find a source in a pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Se'u yadeichem kodesh, lift up both your hands in Kedusha, u'baruchu es Hashem, and that way you should bless Hashem, which means take the cup with both hands. V'nois noili yamin, you should then take the cup and place it into your right hand. Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer b'yechanon, v'shoinim shalu, the previous generations of the Chachomim before them asked the following question. Smoil mau shetesayer liyamin. When you're holding it in your right hand, is the left hand allowed to support the cup or the right hand? Omer v'ashi, hoil v'rishoinim iboyeluhu, since the previous ones asked the questions, v'loyev shetlehu, they did not manage to resolve this one way or another. Anan nevad l'chumra. So it's incumbent on us to be machmir, and we should not use our left hand in any way to support the koisel brocha in the right hand. Continues the Gemara, u'magbioi min akarka tefach. You should raise the right hand, which is holding the koisel brocha, off the floor or table, a tefach. Omer b'achel bar chanina, maikro. Where do we find a source for this in a pasuk? Yeah, the pasuk says, kois yeshuois esa, raise up the cup of salvations, u'b'shem Hashem ekra, and that way you will call out to Hashem. So you see that the kois shel brocha, should be raised up. Continues the Gemara, v'noisen einov boy, he should look at the kois shel brocha. Why? Ki heicha d'loy neisach daite minei, in order that his mind should not wander from it. Either he should continue and remain focused on the cup, or that it will help him remain focused on Birchas HaMazon, on the bracha that he's saying. But either way, in order to help him stay focused and concentrate, he should gaze at the wine. Continues the Gemara, U'mashagroi le'anshei beisei b'matono, he should send some leftovers of the koishel bracha to his wife as a gift, so she should drink from it. So bracha, ki heicha d'tizborich d'bisu, that way his wife will also have bracha. Says the Gemara, Ula ikla lebei Rav Nachman. Ula was visiting Rav Nachman. Korich rifta, he ate some bread. Borich birchas mezoina. And Ula, he was the guest, maybe he was the only one eating, but he made birchas amazoin on a kais. Yoiv leikasa de birchas el Rav Nachman. He passed some of the remaining kais shel bracha to Rav Nachman. Omale Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Ula, Lishadir mar kasa de birchasa le Yalta. Send the kosher bracha to my wife called Yalta. Omar le, so Ula said to Rab Nachman, Hochi Omar Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, Ein pribitno shel isha mizborich elam pribitno shel ish. The peiros, the fruits of a woman, will only be blessed consequent to the fruits of a man being blessed. There's no necessity to send her koisel bracha in order that she should have bracha. If you have bracha, she'll have bracha. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Oveirach privitnecha, that your fruits, which some explain, and in the pshat it's like that, it's talking about your offspring. Says the Gemara, privitno loinemer, it doesn't say that Hashem will bless her offspring. Elo privitnecha, your offspring. So if you have a bracha, that will be enough to give bracha to her as well. Tanya na mihochi, we saw this in a brisa, Reb Nosson Noimir. Minayin she'ein pribitno shel isha mizborich ela mipribitno shel ish. How do you know that the bracha on the fruits of a woman are totally dependent on the bracha of his? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, beirach pribitnecha, that your offspring will be blessed. Pribitno, loy nemer, it doesn't say in the pasuk, her offspring. Elo pribitnecha, we're talking to the man. So if the man drinks on the koisel bracha, he'll have bracha, and automatically his wife will have a bracha. Ad hochi, in the meantime, Shom o Yalta, Yalta heard that Ula had discouraged Rav Nachman from sending the koisel bracha to her. Koma b'ziaro, she stood up very angry. She went to the cellar, or to wherever the room where the wine barrels were kept, and she smashed 400 barrels of wine. The Mefarshim here say she was trying to give them a message: I'm not annoyed that I didn't get some wine. Wine doesn't mean anything to me. Here, I smashed 400 barrels. It didn't mean anything to me. I'm annoyed you didn't send me some koishel bracha. Omale Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wanted to sort out this story. So he said, Neshadir lor mar kasa achrina, send to my wife a different cup. Sholach lo. He sent her another cup with wine, with a message saying, kol hai navga de bircha sahi. And all of the wine in the barrel is all part of the bracha which applies to the koishel bracha. Sholchole, this yalta of Nachman's wife, sent a message to Ulla saying, Mimahadurei mili. Idle words come out of the mouth of wandering peddlers. Umismartute kalmi. And from old rags come lice. As if to say, it's just idle words and there's no substance to what you've just told me. Continues the Gemara. Omer Abasi, Ein Masichin al Kois Shel Brocha. One should not, continues the Gemara, Omer Abasi, Ein Masichin al Kois Shel Brocha. One should not speak whilst holding a Kois Shel Brocha, which means that from when he's holding the Kois until he finishes the Brocha, Birchas Hamazon, or any other Brocha he's making, he should not speak. V'omer Rav Asi, Ein Mevorchin al Kois Shel Puronus. One should not use a cup for Kois Shel Brocha, which is a cup of punishment, which is what? My Kois Shel Puronus, asks the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Kois Sheini. A second cup. If you already drank one cup in the meal, and this is your second cup, you should not use it. You should not be the one to be making this kois shel bracha. Because we know there's a sugya called zugois. Things done in pairs are at risk of being punished or being harmed. Tanina miyachi, we saw such a similar thing in the Braisa. Hashoise kiflaim, if somebody drinks cups in pairs, two cups, four cups, six cups, lo yevorich, he should not say Birchas Hamazon on this pair, on this second cup, Mishom Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Hikoin Likras Elikecho Yisrael, you should prepare yourself to go out towards Hashem, V'hai Loi Mitakin, and this person who is using a cup that is at danger of being affected by Zugois, that's not called being prepared to go out towards Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Omer Bavo. Some say Rav Ol said this, others say it was a brisa. If somebody is eating whilst walking, he should say Birchas Hamazon while standing, not whilst moving. If he ate when he was standing, then he should make Birchas Hamazon when he's sitting. If he ate when he was reclining, he should sit up when making the bracha. The halacha is bekulhu, irrespective of whether he ate when he was walking or standing or reclining, he should make birchas hamazon in a sitting state, because only when you're sitting you can have enough concentration and awe of Hashem when making a bracha to Hashem. Hadron aloch shloisha she'ochlu. Im Yiratz Hashem, we're going to come back, review, and do Chazara on Perek Shloisha She'ochlu. And now we're going to start the first Mishnah of Perek Eilu Dvorim. Says the Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim Shabein Beis Shammai Ubeis Hillel B'Suda. The following are going to be eight matters of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all regarding the halachas of a Suda, of a meal. Beis Shammai Oimrim Mevorich al Hayayin v'achar kach Mevorich al Hayayin, u'Beis Hillel Oimrim Mevorich al Hayayin v'achar kach Mevorich al Hayayim. We know that on Shabbos and Yontov, you make Kiddush, you make one bracha on the wine, Hagofen, and another bracha on Shabbos or Yontov. Which bracha do you make first? Beis Shammai says you first make a bracha on the Kedushas Hayayim, and only afterwards you make a bracha on the wine. And Beis Hillel say you first make Hagofen and then the broch on the Kedushas Hayom. Another argument between them. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim Noitlim LeYodayim V'Acharkach Moizgin Es HaKois. We saw on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that it was common practice at the beginning of the meal they would drink a cup of wine. The question is, at what point would they drink the wine? Would they do it before Netilas Yudayim for the Suda or after Netilas Yudayim of the Suda? They definitely drank the wine, they made the bracha of Hagofen and drank the wine before making Hamotzi and eating the bread. The question is, where was Netilas Yudayim? B'shamay umrim noitlim leYudayim v'charkach moizgin es hakois. B'shamay say, first you wash Netilas Yudayim, then you make Hagofen and drink the cup, and Hamotzi and eat the bread. You first pour the cup of wine and drink it, and then you wash Netilas Yudayim, make Hamotzi and eat the bread. Continues the Mishnah. After you wash Netilas Yudayim, you dry your hands on a cloth, a towel, a napkin, whatever you dry your hands with. Umanicho ala shulchan. And then you take that cloth and you put it on the table in order that you can use it during the meal to clean your hands. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim ala keses. Beis Hillel say, don't put this cloth on the table. Put it on the cushion that you're reclining on or on the chair that you're sitting on. Beis Shammai Oimrim mechabdin es habayis v'charkach noitlim leyodayim. Before you wash my machroinim, we don't want the remaining crumbs to become repulsive and ruined. So we first wipe either the floor or the table, depending on where you ate, and then you wash mayim achroinim. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim noitlim leyodayim, v'achar kach mechabdin es habayis. First you wash mayim achroinim, and only afterwards you sweep away the crumbs from the table or floor, wherever you ate. Continues the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim neir umozoin besomim v'avdola. On Moitzei Shabbos, if somebody had one cup of wine, he has to make Havdalah, and he has to also say Birchas HaMozoin. In the event that he has to say Birchas HaMozoin, what are the order of the brachas? So generally, Havdalah has three brachas. It has the bracha of Havdalah, the bracha on the ner, on the candle, and the bracha on the spices, on the besomim. Here we have also Birchas HaMozoin. So everybody agrees that you make a bracha on the candle first, because as soon as you've lit it, you already have benefit from it, you should make a bracha straight away. Everybody agrees that you make Havdalah last, so to speak, to extend Shabbos as long as possible. The question is, what comes first? Birchas HaMozoin or besomim? B'shamay say, neir u'mozoin besomim v'avdalah. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim neir ubesomim mozoin v'avdola. You do the besomim before the mozoin. Continues the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim sheboro mo'ir ho'esh. The bracha you make on the candle is thanking Hashem who creates the light, the illumination of the fire. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel say boire mo'ire ho'esh. The lights in plural form, the illuminations of the fire, we thank Hashem for. Continues the Mishnah. Ein mevorchin loy al aner v'loy al abasomim shel akum. A candle or besomim that belong to a goy, one should not make the bracha on Motzei Shabbos over such a candle or such besomim. Not use the candle of a goy, because it has to be a candle that rested on Shabbos. You lit it on Motzei Shabbos. The candle of a goy could have been on the whole Shabbos. The besomim of a goy you shouldn't use, because it's probable that it was used in some connection to Avodah Zarah, and that must not be used to make a bracha on. Continues the Mishnah. V'loy al aner v'loy al besomim shel meisim. A light that was lit, or besomim that was put out because of a dead person, since the light was not lit to give light, it was lit just in order to honor the Nifter, and the besomim were there just to dispel some bad odors, it wasn't there in order to give a pleasant smell, therefore one cannot make these brachas on them. Continues the Mishnah. V'loy al aner v'loy al besomim shel avodah zarah. Obviously a candle or besomim that belonged to Avodah Zarah, you cannot use their osur ba'ano, you must not allow to derive any benefit from it at all, and certainly not make brachas on it. Ve'in mevorchin al aner, you cannot make a bracha on the candle on Motzei Shabbos, ad she'usu l'oiroi, until you've derived some benefit from it. Continues the Mishnah. Mi she'ochal v'shochach v'loi birech. If somebody ate and you forgot to say Birchas Hamazon. B'shama umrim yachzor lemekoymoy v'yavarich. B'shama I say you've got to go back to the place that you ate and say Birchas Hamazon over there. Or b'shilil umrim yavarich b'mokim shenizkar. B'shilil say you can say Birchas Hamazon wherever you remembered. Continues the Mishnah. V'admosai mevarich. How long after you've eaten can you say Birchas Hamazon? Ad kadei sheis akel hamazon shebameov. Up until the time where all the food in his stomach has finished being digested, after which he can no longer say Birchas Hamazon. Continues the Mishnah. Bo lohem yayin achar hamazon. It was common practice that at the end of the meal, before Birchas Hamazon, they will drink a cup of wine. If they only had one cup of wine, and now they can either drink it before Birchas Hamazon, as was customary, but then they would not have a cup on which to say Birchas Hamazon. Beishamai say, make the hagofen, drink the wine, and then say Birchas Hamazon without a kois. Beishilel argue and say, mevorich al hamazon, you should first say Birchas Hamazon with this kois, v'acharkach mevorich al hayayin, and then say hagofen and drink the wine. Continues the Mishnah, v'oinin omein achar Yisrael hamevorich. When you hear a Yisrael making a brocha, even if you didn't hear the whole brocha, but you know he's a regular Yisrael, you know what he made the brocha on, you heard the last few words, you can say Omen. Ve'ein oinin Omen achar akuti amavorich, but akuti, who we don't know if they are serving Avodah Zarah, are they saying a brocha referring to Hashem or referring to some idol? You cannot say Omen achi yishma kol abrocha kula. If you hear the whole brocha, then you can say Omen. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to start the Gemara.